Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
CBS Sports Radio.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring producer Mraz and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's D.A.
And a happy Wednesday morning to you, everybody. D.A. with you here on CBS Sports Radio. What an exciting time to be alive. All of this week, we've been celebrating Mraz's final week here on the show. Starting next Monday, he is moving over to the local side of things. A nice promotion for him to be part of their afternoon drive team on the local side. Now, we're embargoing that station over there, so we can't say the name of the station, but I think you know what we're talking about. Anyway, we're doing a lot of mysteries over the course of this week. Mystery guests, mystery bits, and our next guest is a mystery. Nobody has told Mraz anything. Over the course of this week, it's been all surprises, shock and awe. And I was texting with our next guest, making sure we had the date lined up, the time lined up. Bada bing, bada boom. Beautiful. Mystery! And then our next guest posted on social media, "I'm coming on the DA show." And I was like, oh. And then I found out our next guest was texting with Mraz. And I was like, oh. So the not-so-mystery guest, Katie Linendahl!
I'm an idiot! I ruined everything! I didn't know, y'all. I didn't know! I put myself on blast all over social. And Mraz is like, listen, I've been in a glass case of emotion since your departure announcement.
Well, this really
cut
did,
me some slack.
This did hit you hard.
Very hard.
You and I were texting privately about how this was tough.
This felt like a death in the family.
Wow.
Yeah. Emotional. I was writing a Mraz goodbye letter, but it turned into more of a you googly. And I'm like, the guy didn't die. Pull it together, Katie.
That's right. And the show will go on. You're always invited back here.
It will never be the same.
No,
let me be the one. You guys have created this on-air chemistry that will never be replicated. Like, did you realize that in the midst of it all?
I think there was a moment where, yeah, we were like, at least I knew, wow, every day we go in and we're really like a jazz ensemble. Like, we are all playing
yes.
off one another really naturally and really well. And it's
orchestral.
Really funny. So I knew that it was special. And hopefully the next person that comes in here will also have some chemistry.
I wouldn't want those shoes to fill.
But it takes time. It takes time. And
they
Mraz
smell
and I have been
in their
from,
size 11s.
Mraz and I have been together more than 10 years. So
insane. And then the guy, you know, has an accident on air.
Yeah, that's right.
Somehow is still on the air after Bob's Bar.
And somehow
second year.
Promoted.
And gets get promoted.
After Bob's Bar.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I did it.
Teach me your ways.
Mraz had a competitive eater belch in his face, something that came up for the nether regions, and then was shortly thereafter promoted.
No, and then, wait, you're skipping like 10 steps. You got slapped in the face with a sausage. Somebody then got oiled up on the show as their prize for coming the farthest. You invited America to your home. Like, wait, we should back up 7 steps. All the midst while bagpipes were playing. I said I couldn't have spun a roulette wheel and come up with more random activities than Bob's Bar. I'm still recovering. But I love it. I love everything about you, Mraz. I love everything about the DA show.
Thank you.
I love DA, Bilotti, Bogish. Just feel like family, you know?
Because you're such a good fit on the show because you come from the same place we do of embracing chaos and ridiculousness. Oh, yeah. You love it.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know when you get your best thoughts at night in the shower? I was thinking, I was like, if somebody were to ask me, like, what's your vibe? I'd be like, you know, I am equal parts, like, elegant gala where they're like, oh, ma'am, would you like a little appetizer? Would you like a plate with a napkin or a fancy gown? Would you like? Yes, I would. 17 of those, please. I am equal parts, like, evening gowned emceeing a gala meets Bob's Bar.
That's right.
That's who I am.
Well, when we go to Bob's Bar and you're there, the Erie PA in you is there too. Like everybody from
Erie PA. It's like I stepped through a portal.
Right? Everybody in Erie PA would feel totally comfortable at Bob's Bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's.
Oh, yeah. They're like asking what dish to bring. Yeah. For sure. We embrace it wholeheartedly.
Which is amazing because in your line of work, you're dealing with some really high-level, powerful CEOs, tech executives, music executives, et cetera. So you have this upper crust of society that you float in very comfortably. And yet we love you because when Bob's Bar happened, you totally embrace that as well. You know what to do there as well. So
I think I remember screaming at Badlands to stay strong while he attempted the longest burping record. And that's who I am.
Stay strong.
I was like, stay strong, Badlands. You got this. You got this.
And your background also, you love wrestling.
Oh, I love wrestling. So I worked with WWE for quite some time.
So you love the showmanship as well.
Oh, yeah.
The ridiculous showmanship.
Give me some pyro, some entrance music. I'm here for it. What a world. Totally.
The best part, though, is that we somehow, I think, overdid your senses that day because you Irish goodbye'd us. It was just,
no, I had to go to a corporate event, you guys.
Oh, I thought it was sensory overload, and you're like, I got
to
get out of here.
6 hours to make it to Bob's Bar from Boston that day, and then turned around and had a flight to Florida. I had to make my flight.
Out of Boston?
Yeah, I had to go back to Boston.
Oh, my goodness. Why didn't you fly out of New York?
I was exhausted.
Oh, my
God. I know. I was not missing Bob's Bar.
Jeez.
And then my new assistant, who I dragged into Bob's Bar, too.
She was fantastic.
She was like, wow, I don't know how I can come down from this. She's like, she said, quote, what does this mean for my future? And I was like, well, first off, I don't know what that means. Notice she's not here. I think she's still recovering.
Contemplating.
Yeah, we were on a come down for like 4 days. We had to switch gears real fast.
Did she think that it was good for her future because she endured that and survived it, or bad that she was tagging along?
She's never seen anything like it.
So she's from a good household.
No, she comes from an orphanage in Ukraine, actually. Actually, yes. She has an amazing backstory. I'm like, she's seen everything. She hasn't seen Bob's Bar.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, insane backstory. God love her.
Ironically, Bob's Bar, a bit of an orphanage as well.
You know, I think it was the rub down. If anyone wasn't at Bob's Bar, there was, how would you describe the...
The oiling of Boyle was a sight to behold because far more people wanted to engage in it. It was supposed to be
weird,
a booby prize where the person that came from the farthest away kind of had to oil him up. And I thought people would be like, oh my God, I don't want that prize. But multiple people who had not been rewarded that or punished by that wanted to engage in it. So that was a weird one.
Yeah, and then after the guy oils him down, very nice individual, he's like, hey, Katie, great to meet you. Listen to all this stuff. And I shook his hand and I was like, dang it, there's not enough Purell within a 20-foot radius to clean this off my hand. This is disgusting.
Yeah, that was one for the record.
That was like, really impressed you were still on the air Monday.
It's a weird relationship we have with the bosses here.
It works because they know it works.
I guess that might be part of it, that we built up enough inherent credibility with affiliates and listeners to where they just go like, I guess it's working, hands off, I guess. They don't really quite get it. But there has to also be a, like, parents looking at their kids like, I don't want to know what's going on, so yes. Just don't even tell me what's going on.
Or legal.
Or legal, yeah.
Of course, you know, when you're an adult, when you're like, wow, what was the liability on that,
yeah, right.
On that
yes.
program?
Yes.
Oh, my
I think
goodness.
That's the reality we exist in here. So hopefully we can keep doing Bob's Bar, even though Mraz is going down
the— Oh, you're doing
the,
Bob's Bar again.
Duh.
Right?
Well, we have to, especially since the fact that my dad hasn't stopped driving around his Giants cooler to everybody he could do.
That's right.
You brought him the Giants cooler, which was epic.
Yes.
Totally
yeah.
epic.
Yeah, our neighbor's a Cowboys fan, and he drove the cooler full of that neighbor's favorite six-pack to say, looking forward to the season, pal.
Yes.
So he's running parlor tricks with the cooler now. So I think, yes, he's going to welcome everybody back to Bob's Bar.
So the cooler that Katie brought by was, like, it had four wheels. It had a truck. It was like a truck, and it had the Giants logo on it, and it was remote controlled. And so the cooler itself, you could put the beer in or the drinks in and then just drive it around the back patio or drive it down the block. It was amazing.
Yes.
And so Bob can sit in his recliner or sit in his lounge chair outside and just have the cooler come to him.
It's gotten to the point where if you've been there four times since Bob's Bar, he does the same thing. Look at this. Look at this. Look
yes.
at this. Do.
You didn't tell me this, Mraz.
Oh, and every friend. Yeah, Bob, you did this last time. I get it. The cooler's driving up with my beer. I understand what we're doing here. He's obsessed with it.
I love it. I had that custom shipped in for Bob.
He remembers to charge that remote more than his phone.
Fantastic.
We were talking earlier in the morning. It's our poll question. Bar of soap or body wash? When you're in the shower and you get ideas, bar
of
soap.
Oh, bar of soap.
Because I love the Duke Cannon bar of soap that you brought
us. Oh, yeah.
Us.
Duke Cannon's a bomb.
Loved, love, love.
Totally.
So you're more bar of soap than body wash.
Yeah. I like a legit old-fashioned bar of soap.
Yeah.
That's like made from, you know, like the I'm going to really nerd out, like the real ingredients.
Yeah.
I don't want an Irish Spring either. I don't want some manufactured processed bar of soap.
Yes.
I need something made from the Concord Museum where Paul Revere's, you know, flew. I'm really big on my bar of soap. Isn't that odd?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think body wash is much more popular now if you go
because it's easier. That's
cheaper,
there it is.
Easier.
That's what's wrong with our society right there. They don't even want to like lather up the soap.
Right.
They want it easy. They just want to squeeze right there.
Yeah.
It's a snapshot.
I know. So that's our poll question today. But I wanted to know, when you came to Bob's Bar, you got to meet some of the storied characters, including Moist Pork. He came up.
Oh, yes.
Wanted to take a picture
Moist
with
Pork,
you.
Good man.
He was really excited.
Yeah,
was Moist
man.
Was Moist Pork the most excited to meet Katie?
Yeah, I mean, again, I didn't witness this, but there were reports of people being knocked over and trampled as Moist Pork ran to take a picture of Katie before she was on the air with us.
He drove from Baltimore just to meet Katie.
Actually. Yeah, I think he used Shlomo as a fullback and just plowed through right to Katie.
Now, at this Bob's Bar event was also Dan in Mechanicsburg. And Pete, I would like to play Dan's laugh montage because I think Katie would appreciate this. Dan in Mechanicsburg made Bob's Bar 2 last year. And he drove from Mechanicsburg, PA. I don't know
wow.
if that's close to Erie.
Mm-mm.
But
Mm-mm.
And he actually fell asleep in the basement.
Oh, I thought you were going to say at the wheel.
Year.
I was like,
No. In the basement.
Y'all got to make it to Bob's Bar first.
And Bob and Nancy allowed him to sleep in their bed, but he declined. He slept on the couch downstairs instead. So this year, he came, and he's amazing, and he brought his buddy, too.
Wow.
And Dan wanted to throw his hat in the ring for Mraz's job, wants to be the executive producer. So he started by doing an impersonation of Fat Albert. We think it's Fat Albert when he...
Hey, how's it going, DA?
When he came on the show. And then,
oh, okay. Yeah,
and then
that
he
works.
Started doing some other impersonations. Now, he did a wrestling impersonation, so I wanted to get your take on this. And through it all, had this signature laugh that we feel has zoomed him to the top of the candidate chart.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Eat the buddy, bloody. It's me, Macho Dan, Randy Dan. Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Cream of the crop 360. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's who we've got right now in the number one hole for
That's it? That's your pool?
Hey, how's it going,
DA? It's a shallow pool.
Yeah, it's not like a Celtics bench here. That's our candidates.
Well, we started last week interviewing listeners who had no background in radio or media in general. And he was the one that seemed to rise to the top by virtue of that impersonation and the laugh. And so now, this week and next week, Pete the Body and the bosses are interviewing people that actually have experience in this position. So we'll see if they can beat Dana Mechanics.
That's your, like, idea of internal candidates, you know, where, like, internal candidates get, like, the first look. You're like, hey, just send in some interesting voiceovers and we'll put you right to the top. Just pass everybody before applicants come through.
I also like puns. Like, I feel like my puns are better than Mraz's.
That was another candidate. So
not strong.
Nothing I heard is strong. No offense.
Justin Verlander fastball.
Well, maybe we're not projecting the best of what we heard last week, but we got some
this
really.
This is a high bar here.
It is.
Look, these are big shoes.
We had a lot of outside interest from people in the industry. A lot of people that actually have legitimate experience, which is pretty. Great.
And then you go rogue and hire a Macho Man impersonator. I mean, you're like, well, 3 weeks into it, you're like, that wasn't a great idea.
Well, the thing is, if we follow the trajectory of Mraz's origin story, I decided on him as the executive producer after our meeting, primarily because he was named after the New York Giants punter. And I thought that was enough of a ridiculous backstory to where we could get something out of him. And look at what bequeathed. So if we go with the guy that kind of has a bad Macho Man impersonation,
you know,
maybe we got something.
You gotta trust your gut. It's like right. When I walked into the dentist, he's like, "Oh, how'd you find us here in New York? You know, there's 4 gazillion dentists." I was like, "I like the logo." He's like, "That's how you take your dental care because of the logo." I'm like, "Yeah, it was simple. It was modern, right to the point, efficient." Guy thought I was nuts. 20 grand later, he's like, great choice.
Was it a good dentist?
No, he's a little weird.
Good
a little
logo,
weird.
Though.
Yeah, I got out of there quick. It lasted about a year.
Are you going to hang out for a little bit here?
Can I? Can I invite myself in for?
Yes. Hang out because I wanted to do, since we had a not-so-mystery guest, I wanted to do a mystery segment coming up here next.
Perfect. Okay?
So you'll be part of mystery segment, and we're stunned to a news with Andrew Bogish.
Yes.
Coming up here next, DA, Katie Lindendahl joining us here on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
DA on
on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Happy Mystery Week here on the DA Show. Katie Linedahl is in with us to say fond farewell to Mraz. And you can always listen to the show in podcast form, full 4 hours, Best of the Show, or the PGP, the podcast about the radio show. One of our favorite bits around here is potato chip taste testing. So, Mraz, you can take off your cap. I have gotten the most creative potato chip snacks that I could possibly find. And we're going to taste test these, okay, guys? I'm not going to tell you what the flavors are yet until we taste test them. On that side of the glass, there's enough for both of you guys. Okay. How exciting is this?
What is this?
One of them looks like frog feet and might smell like them, too, so I'm slightly nervous. Can I also ask pseudo-intern Bryce if you can go get me my cup of water from my little...
Bryce, could
room.
You go grab
in a black like thermal cup
water.
Thingy?
Now, this is an ongoing bit that we always get the Lay's crazy flavor potato chips every single year. And with final Mraz week, I'm like, without crazy Lay's, we've got to find something else. So I told Pete the Body I was going to go out and find some really unique flavor potato chips. And he thought the idea was a great idea. So I went to some grocery stores that were off the beaten path to find
Family Dollar
the most unique flavors out there. Okay, guys.
I don't like these, Sean.
That's for Bogues. That
Bryce
water.
Has all of my drinks. I like this.
Bryce is coming in with the bogus drinks.
My entire Yeti line of drinks.
Bryce is amazing because he has the same demeanor no matter what.
Oh,
it's always
good.
Like, I
even
got
keel?
It. Even keel. Got it. No, nothing to see here.
He gives a thumbs up. That's him.
So we're
That's
gonna,
Bryce.
We're going to start. Katie, I don't assume you want to try any of these.
Well, I thought it was very interesting that everybody got a plate except me. It's like, that speaks volumes right there. Like, you're just trying to make me make through the rest of the day.
Yeah, I don't think you want
any. It sounds like this is a situation
run.
Where you eat and then you wait.
Your body is treated well, way better than our bodies are. So I want to start with these little mushroom cap cups.
Okay.
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 They're light tan. They're flaky. They're kind of like air popped.
They look like something else.
Munchos curled.
Munchos.
Yes, they look
wow.
like munchos.
Oh, I thought you got it.
Nope. So let's go ahead and try those.
Okay. Oh.
I'm so out on these.
They taste like styrofoam.
They taste like styrofoam and foot fungus.
Oh, come on.
They taste like they're supposed to be, yeah, I was going to say, almost like a really soft. Ugh. Yeah, all right.
That would be shrimp tempura flavored snack known as Lala.
Ah!
That's Lala. Fine.
This is from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Lala.
I like shrimp tempura. I don't like shrimp tempura
tell you something,
flavored snack.
We're off to a bad start.
You want to make me puke?
I jumped in and ate it, and I'm allergic to shrimp.
Well, luckily,
it's not real shrimp.
Tell me it's artificial.
Has to be.
We're off to a bad start.
Oh, man. If this is how we lose Katie.
No, this would be
no,
really bad.
No, you lost me at Bob's Bar. I'll be strong. I got an EpiPen. If things go south, I'll just jam it into my thigh.
Cap would love that.
No, it's just flavored. It's just wheat flour, cassava starch, vegetable oil, then shrimp flavoring and tempura flavor, and then a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah, it tastes like a savory fortune cookie.
Okay.
Okay. That's the worst description, Bogus.
No, it's not.
Katie, before we continue, you have any other allergies?
Frog feet. Yeah, really. Your thoughts on frog vertebrae?
You know, who pulls out a shrimp potato chip?
This dude. That's why you didn't. And you didn't want a plate. You shouldn't have asked for one. He was
Jeez.
Sparing you.
Okay.
What's next? Iodine Funyuns?
These
I got an allergy to that, too. I'm a nerd. I got all the allergies.
Okay. This little...
I don't like this one at all.
Bluish, purplish cracker thing. Okay.
It's clearly crab-shaped.
Yeah, I was just saying. It looks like blue crab.
Crab-shaped.
I am now allergic to these.
I'm done. I'm out.
Bro, it's just getting worse and worse.
I'm done.
Those are crab-flavored chips.
Oh, my gosh.
Sean's out.
Soy sauce crab snack.
Take that, man. We killed him.
Did you just go to the specialty market? Like, just hit up Dollar General. They have random chip flavors there. What is this? Where is this from?
Is it called H Mart?
Also, it's upside down. Yeah. It's in another language. You didn't even hold it up right.
No, I think this is... Oh, no, you're...
You're right.
Oh, that says it all. I mean, I'm wrong.
Yeah, H Mart is like an Asian market. You can get good things or you can get these things.
It's a great store when you're passing it on the road.
These are crab-flavored chips. I don't know if they're blue crab because I can't read the writing on it. Let's see.
It doesn't matter the color.
Product of Korea. Wheat flour, palm oil, starch, cacao. Okay, cacao extract and soy sauce powder.
No, thank you.
Looks like there's crab extract in there as well. I'm going to have another one of those.
Yes. Work with my shellfish allergy here.
My body rejected it.
So we've been waiting for Dean to get emotional.
My body rejected it.
This is a great idea when someone else is trying it.
Yeah, my throat literally shut off. It would not swallow it.
Yeah, you're probably allergic to it too, dude.
All right. This one should be a lot more generic to the taste. It's the little Frito-flavored thing with the green specks.
This guy?
Okay.
No. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that guy.
Yep. Okay.
That should be, it's a very common flavor.
I learned my lesson. I'm going to the smallest one I got.
Yeah. It looks like a sour cream and onion Captain Crunch.
All right.
That actually tastes like a Frito.
Yeah.
Yeah, like airier. It's fine. That's fine. That's way better than what we just gave.
Seaweed flavor turtle chips.
Oh.
Are there turtles involved?
I don't think so.
Did you fly somewhere last night? I don't understand.
Plant-based.
Now, that's a corn snack. Corn snack mix, seaweed seasoning.
This one's lingering. I don't like it.
Oh, you got your burgers in here, too.
You're right. It does taste like you got knocked over by a wave and swallowed the sea.
Yeah, it does. Ugh. Also, Korean. Yeah, that's right.
Good logo.
That's right. It does.
Strong logo.
She would pick the chips based on the logo, just like the dentist.
Great logo. Let's get four of those
bags.
You
know what? Not bad.
That's a lie. They're bad.
It's like a light, airy Frito if you like seaweed chips. You know, seaweed.
So...
Which are not bad.
The first minute is fun. It's afterwards. It hangs around your mouth.
It does.
It's like spotting a bad toupee.
I like tasting the ocean.
I like tasting the ocean. I like gargling with the ocean.
Right,
just
finally,
sitting in the back of my throat.
Like finally, drowning in the ocean.
The one that looks like a Crispix.
Oh, I haven't heard Crispix in a long time.
Corn on one side, rice on the other, I believe.
This is oddly shaped like a rat, so I hope we're looking at the right flavor.
This is the one that smells bad to me, the worst.
Oh, God, it smells so bad.
Oh,
it tastes like my... Oh,
my God!
Oh, it tastes like a cat! I think
it tastes like a cat!
Oh, God!
You guys, pull it together. I can't take over the show solo.
Oh, my God. It smells like kitty litter. That's what I mean. That's what it smells like.
We've been waiting for this guy to get emotional about you leaving, Sean. Instead, he's trying to kill you. No tears, poison.
Oh, God. Those are awful.
Yeah, you're fired.
Cuttlefish. Which is a type of squid.
Oh,
you are, and I'm not eating whatever in this wrapper.
Dude, why didn't we do this before the bagels?
No, I'm glad I enjoyed the bagel first.
Oh, God, cuttlefish.
Why did you pick all these chips in the seafood category?
Well, this H Mart didn't have a lot of chips in other categories. That was really bad.
Heinous.
It has minced cuttlefish palm oil.
Oh, gosh.
Cuttlefish extract.
This is dying.
Red radish, purple sweet potato, cacao, onion kelp extract.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Oof. These are really, that is wretched.
I thought you would get a little bit of, not just seafood.
I couldn't find just traditional hickory smoked barbecue.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
What's next, the flounder flavored ruffle?
Bad sushi Dorito?
Here's the next one. It just says raw on it.
No, but this actually is... Look, I tricked you guys into eating terrible stuff, but this is not... It's not seafood-based.
Oh, jeez.
It's a crispy roll. Do you want to know the flavor of it?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, this one, I'm going to give the benefit of that. It smells like a churro.
Oh.
Yeah. This one's pretty basic. It looks like a cigar, little Cuban cigar with an
My body's got some weird burpsies right now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It won't go away.
So So that there's just
because it's
one.
Individually wrapped doesn't make it higher end.
This is not seafood based.
All right. You know what? I'm not leaving the show. I don't need to eat any of this. I'm done.
This one's not terrible.
This is cream cheese.
After I just knocked cream cheese earlier. That's how much the other chips stunk.
It washes out all that seafood.
It's a crispy roll cream cheese. Crispy roll cream cheese.
Trick all or right. treat.
So this you is, know what? Oh. Some losers, maybe.
Some?
The worst draft class of all time.
Find the winners.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Well, all right, guys. I guess you don't like international travel then.
No.
We already knew that, Pete.
I just went to a lake. I'm staying here.
Man.
Guess nobody wants to be the next Anthony Bourdain around here.
No.
Can I balance out your palate for
what
a second?
Hurricane Jen? No.
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 I'm nauseous.
Oh. That was bad. That was
bad.
Bad
idea.
And then, like, also great for listeners. Like, hey, listen to us crunch some chips. There's nothing worse than, like, being around your friend and they have, like, loud chips in your ear.
Oh, it's a staple here, though, Kate.
Yeah, just so you know, we've done this, like, 20 times.
And again, this leads to promotions. I've got it all wrong. I have got it all wrong.
Now I got squid smell on my hand.
Yeah, my body feels like regret and nausea.
Nausea's about to leave the room.
Like regret and nausea.
He used to react to vegetables like this. At least now he just has a salad or two. Garrett! Ugh.
Well, look, the new guy will get the...
Does he do a taste test?
PB&J flavored Ruffles.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll do something.
I'm bringing that bit with me, too.
You're not allowed to be the food guy.
Right?
You declared, I'm not the food guy.
Good point, I'm done eating. You're right.
Mraz says when he goes over to the new place, Katie, he's not allowed to use Mraz, so he's got to go by his full name.
Why?
Fair question.
I was told by a boss that goes by a nickname that he doesn't like nicknames.
Not allowed to use the nickname over there. And Mraz says, not doing any of the bits. I'm not the food guy over there. I don't want to be known to the food guy. So.
Why exactly do you want you?
Katie gets it.
Why is that funny, Katie? Why is that funny?
Well, I also think it's funny that you have, like, a rider going into this with, like, all these demands.
And only green M&Ms.
Yes, seriously. It's like a scroll.
That was the most genuine smile I've ever actually seen on Katie, to just let that image and idea percolate and not even say anything, just grinning ear to ear like a Cheshire cat.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're not the food guy anymore.
Right. He wants to change his brand. I mean, you just can't do that. You can't change what you're known for. Yeah.
He'll be the tech guy over there. He'll have the remote control coolers.
Yeah. One change of pants a day.
Oh, Corona Light went to Corona Premier.
Yeah, Mraz is rebranding to Corona Premier from Corona Lard. All right, Bogue says headlines and Stun 2 News with Katie Linadal, mystery guest here in studio.
Well, since running backs are useless, Saquon Barkley is stuck on the franchise tag for now. In an unnamed city, Barkley was asked about his strategy for training camp and didn't hold back. Now, I'll point out this podcast was taped last week when there was still technically some time for Barkley and his football team to agree on a multi-year extension.
My leverage is, I can say F you to the Giants. I can say F you to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. Right. I won't play it down.
But
anybody knows me knows that's not something I want to do. But like, it's something that hasn't something that crossed my mind. It's like I never thought I would ever do that. But like now I'm at a point where it's like, Jesus, like I might have to take it to this level.
I mean, enough with him on the freaking soup line. He's making $10 million. I would say F that. I wouldn't show up. You're making the average of the three highest paid players of the position. Like, everyone relax.
Giant veterans are due at training camp next Tuesday. All the Jets report today, making them the first team with everybody on hand. Let's stay in the city we can't name unless they're offering you diaper money. The National League baseball team in town almost embarrassed everybody last night.
2-1. Swinging a fly ball sent deep left center field. He got another one. Home run, Alvarez. two-run shot for the 21-year-old who rounds the bases for the second time tonight.
That's Keith Radd on WCBS Radio here in You Know Where. Rookie catcher Francisco Alvarez, a pair of two-run shots helping the Blanks build an 11-4 lead on the White Sox, only to win 11-10. Chicago made the final out with runners on second and third. Those were two of the 12 teams that reached double figures last night, the second most all-time, the most since 1894. The Giants won in Cincinnati, and the Royals topped the Tigers both 11-10, while the Diamondbacks outscored the Braves in Atlanta 16-13. There was also the Dodgers getting a 10-3 win in Baltimore. LA's won 8 of 9, and the Pirates took a 10-1 home loss from the Guardians, but they did sign number one pick LSU pitcher Paul Skenes to a record $9.2 million signing bonus. We mentioned this briefly back in hour number one. The Pac-12 not expected to announce its new media deal at Football Media Day on Friday in Vegas, but the details will come, quote, in the near future. The Nets and Cavaliers will play in Paris in January, marking the NBA's third regular season game in France. And from the WNBA, Ryan Howard, 21 points and 7 assists as Atlanta pushes its win streak to 7, 82-73 over the Lynx. And yes, right now, we getting started.
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Oh, is still just grossed out by the chip flavor.
I can't get it out of my mouth.
Yeah, I just had to fight it back.
Awful.
Mid-script. If you are in tiny Blanchard, Oklahoma, be on the lookout for an escaped pet wallaby. It got out of its backyard enclosure and is now believed to be in a wooded area on the edge of town. Be careful, though. Wallabies can kick. They are like kangaroos, which reminded me of one of Katie's most recent visits.
Theroux wanted to kill this woman. He had her prone on the ground. He just left. He's into the next bush to eat.
I will say that.
855.
I will say that. Again, multiple listeners sent this to me, and all the different headlines. I'll handle this, guys. All the different headlines really oversold the attack. Nothing really happened.
It's not an attack.
The headlines in this thing, like that she got like maimed by this kangaroo. And
did
it's
you
like
see
graze.
The one where the guy actually boxed the kangaroo?
I think honestly, legal's here now as well.
What are you laughing at?
nothing at all.
Just why is he geeking out over
there?
Oh,
it's just the poor choice of words at the port.
Oh my gosh, infamous.
Yeah, I go with shrub next time. Just stick with shrub.
Oh no! Oh no!
Grass.
Munch.
No, stop.
Oh, stay away from that word, too.
Munch. Pete sweated enough with the roofs of his gingerbread hand falling off.
It's 8:30.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Katie is in studio.
Unbelievable.
Did you ever notice this when I show up and things get 20% worse?
Well, 10 years, he's never uttered that sentence on the air once.
It was technically appropriate.
That's why Pete didn't dump it.
It did not.
It's family friendly. We've got gingerbread houses.
Exactly, yes.
Pan to the gingerbread house.
Exactly.
All right, so two things I have to point out. I think the clip that we posted that I pulled that from ends before I think you made the last joke of the whole thing. You made I don't even know if I can say it again.
Yeah, I think Pete dumped it.
He
I think
did,
that's
right?
Why. Yeah.
You made one last joke about what DA might have been suggesting.
A package that Amazon sends stuff in.
You can't say that.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. A package Amazon sends. Yeah.
Well, can't dump that.
That's right. Oh, God, that was great.
But also, too, the link was to Facebook, and there's a comment, and I didn't see this originally. Only now it goes, a guy, I think his name is Ray Ray. Bogish isn't feminine enough. Now we have an actual female in reference to Katie being on the show, too. So he doesn't like anything, apparently.
Katie is going to apply for this job, perhaps.
Oh.
That is the one candidate I know would be better than me at this.
That's the one.
The one I know would be. Doesn't mean others can't be.
Yeah, could you add it to your four other careers?
I need this week off. I got to go play in Nashville all week.
I am heading to Nashville.
Oh, you're going to SEC Media Days? No, to record my new album. Yeah. Right. Oh.
I'll be at the Tin Roof on Friday. I got to go.
All right. Thank you, Bogues. So, Katie, you came in here, and we have a summer item that perhaps our listeners would be interested in. Could you stick around next segment to talk about this?
Oh, I'm hanging out as long as you let me.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that with Katie coming up here next on the show. Katie Linedahl, drop it on by the program. And it's a week full of mystery guests and mystery bits and mystery chips. The DA Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a big marshmallow that loves napping. My blanket is the graham cracker. My pillow is the chocolate. I am a sleeping s'more.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Daniel tweets, those mystery chips were more like fishtery chips. Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Watch the proceedings on Twitch and on YouTube on the CBS Sports Radio channel. On WatchDA.com as well, the great Katie Linedahl, the Gidget of Gadgets, joins us this morning here on the program in studio. And I was just out on the deck the other day, and it was dusk, and I was like, let's get outside. I told my wife, why don't we go outside? We've been dealing with the baby all day long. Like, let's just chill out at sunset. I went out there, and I went, now let's go inside. And it sounds like Katie Linedahl might have my solution.
Yes, I got your solution, and it's a better opportunity to discuss it here than at Bob's Bar.
Okay.
I had a few top summer gadgets, trying to explain that over, you know, a burping contest and oiling up somebody was a little difficult. So let's revisit that. Because the heat and the rain over the summer has been so impactful, and getting mosquitoes have been surging. And I grew up on Lake Erie. Going outside, hanging out for barbecue, or going entertaining outside on the deck, forget it. You're getting bit up like crazy.
Getting crushed.
So big fan of this. Mano Mraz is as well. Partnered with Thermacell. They have a Live Smart Mosquito Repellent System. And it's one of Time's best inventions of 2022. First mosquito repellent of its kind. So backyard staple. If you're entertaining guests, you're at Bob's Bar, you got people out at the pool, you can set up a perimeter up to 1,500 square feet. There's 5 different repellers that actually connect to a smart hub, and it creates a mosquito-free zone. People safe, planet safe, pet friendly, and it's all a repellent that you turn on with the Live app. So you can actually control and have this mosquito-free zone in your home. Like, I feel like everybody should need this. And then you have it. You set it up once. Yeah. It's so easy to do. You got it for years to come.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I set it up the week I was over. We've had so much of this rain. So I'm catching 2-hour pockets at a time to go out, go by the pool, fire it up off your phone. And I'm not sitting there lighting fires and torches and all of that. I got 2 dogs running around. It's complete. I have been bite-free now hanging out amidst these storms. Look, so I love it.
I'm all about the customer reviews, too. Like, you know, a gadget, if it's swarmed with customer reviews, no pun intended, that are just saying that you can actually go out in the pool and enjoy yourself, that to me is the best. And I got you something, DA.
Where can they get this?
Yes, you head on to thermacell.com. And for you, for your backyard patio, they also have smaller options. This is their EV25. Ooh. This is a rechargeable little mosquito gadget. Gives you a 20-foot protection zone. All you have to do is press one button. You are protected within 20 feet perimeter.
No
Couldn't
joke.
Couldn't be easier.
No joke. I bought the mini version of this 2 summers ago.
Yeah, there's a number of different versions
available.
And it's
like a 5-foot radius. And we ran out of cartridges, so this year I haven't been able to use it. And
refillable
this is
cartridges.
Awesome.
Yes, so 12 hours of protection, but also the refillable cartridges will give you up to 40 hours of protection, too. So 5.5 hours of coverage got you hooked up there.
Yes,
mosquito repellent.
Thank you. Look at this. Thermacell. Yeah. You can get this a lot of places, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not
tons
just
of
online.
Places.
I think
and,
I've
and
seen
get it
online. At Camp Moore.
Tons of places in tons of different shops and also,
goods. Awesome.
That's covered.
Thanks. This is awesome. One of our listeners says, hi, Katie. I love you. I mean, how are you doing? You're honestly my favorite guest member of the show ever. You are hilarious. That is from ND Irish, also known as Tubular Meat.
Oh.
Oh. So, classy individual.
You know, you can learn a lot by somebody's user handle.
Yeah.
We'd be friends. Tubular Meat. Sounds like something that comes out of Erie, Pennsylvania, my hometown. Again, we invented a meat in Erie, Pennsylvania by the name of Ox Roast. Didn't know that wasn't an actual meat from an ox until I turned about 24.
Let me just tell you what a superstar Katie is. My wife and I are at the in-laws for 4th of July. And on the 4th of July, we're popping through the channels in the morning. And my mother-in-law's like, when's Katie on? And I'm like, oh, right, Katie's on. And we had known that you were going to perform on the 4th of July on Fox News, your new song. And so we went over there and watched your performance, and it was just incredible. You were in Rockefeller Center, right around there.
Yeah.
And so you had the New York City behind you backdrop and all of the flags, and you had your whole crew there. And it was just, you know, the song is amazing, and your performance was amazing. And it just looked incredible. And I was like, this is the best way ever to celebrate the 4th. And that was the morning of the 4th of July, right?
And I love the 4th of July. Like, if my one friend goes, if you could be, like, identified as something, it's red, white, and blue. Like, you are, like, I'm so patriotic. I come from a huge military family. And, like, having that moment to celebrate. Like, I wanted to do a parade this year. It got upstaged by being able to perform on Fox and Friends, Your Hands, which my song supports veterans and first responders, and specifically Chef Robert Irvine. His foundation, we're actually donating a high-tech wheelchair called an iBot to a veteran in need.
And you've talked about the iBot here on the show before.
Yes.
And it looked incredible.
Isn't that look cool? It was like a melting pot for me on July 4th because I brought in K9 Mattis, my bestie who's in my music videos, the iBot to showcase what we can do for our veterans in need, and just the amazing band that I get to work with and to perform Your Hands. I'm still on a high from it.
And you can download Your Hands or listen to it on all types of streaming music devices. All types of platforms.
All platforms out now. A new song just dropped called Extra. It's a diss track, you guys.
Diss track?
Yeah.
Who are you dissing?
My ex-boyfriend.
No!
Sure am.
Whoa!
Yeah. You know what? Music's an outlet for me.
I like
it. I got to keep it real profesh.
Kind of like Taylor Swift. Just take out your exes one by one.
They get a parting gift. Don't say I never did nothing for you.
It's a mystery week here on the DA Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.